Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Time can never mend the careless whispers of a good friend to the heart and mind. Ignorance is kind. There's no comfort in the truth. Pain is the hole you find. I'm never gonna dance.
I like the fact that it's allowing us to set a limit of time for public input. Now, whether 30 minutes is the right amount of time or not can be discussed.
Every school district I've seen that tried to limit, put more limits on public discussions in Florida, went through a really bad ordeal on it. So I think our way we've been doing this worked fine. We sit here a long time.
So you heard David talking about this yesterday a little bit. I had watched the meeting finally, the Escambia County School District meeting, and this was the agenda, kind of the workshop, and they were talking about how to handle public forum. A common problem in every meeting is how to handle public forum. And I will tell you that as somebody who watches all these meetings, or many of them, I've seen it done a lot of different ways. I sort of have an advantage over, I think, some of these elected leaders because I think they don't watch a lot of the other meetings. And as a result, they haven't internalized how the different meetings get run. And so they don't know what's normal and what's abnormal or how the alternatives go. But yeah, everybody deals with this. If you go to the state and you listen to a meeting in like the Florida House, first of all, they're always running out of time and pushing items back. Second, what they typically do is they look at how much time they've got allotted for a particular item. And if it's a high-profile item with a lot of conflict, they'll try to make space for the public to talk. But they will very commonly, if there's two speakers, hey, you get 3 minutes, you know. If there's 30 speakers, you get a minute. Or even 30 seconds. I've seen so many that they do 30 seconds. And, you know, that's just a matter of being effective. You couldn't have 20 million people show up. You know, I mean, well, 10 million elected voters, whatever it is. You know, like, if you have more than a certain number, you just can't accommodate all of them. And so how do you be fair to everybody? Well, you try to do it a certain way. So the challenge of how much time to give people is a challenge. Also challenging, when to let them talk in the meeting. You know, do you have it at the beginning? That's kind of become the norm. Escambia County goes from 4:30 to 5:30 typically for theirs. They give an hour for public forum. And the city council in Pensacola starts at 5:30. You get to go first for the Boyd Public Forum, but I think it's a half hour, if I remember correctly. And then there's a second Boyd Forum at the end, Leroy Boyd Forum at the very end, that they can come back. And that, you know, that's also a pattern. Santa Rosa has recently, under Chairman Wright, they've gone to the hour ahead of the meeting from 8:30 to 9:30, and then at 9:30 they start the business. And then if you want to come back and speak public forum afterwards, that's normal. So there's all different kinds of ways to do it. I think it makes sense to give people a little bit of time ahead of time, okay, because that's for the folks, and they even talked about this, that that's for the folks that might go to work, come to the meeting, have their piece, say it, and then go home and don't want to stay around until 10 or 11 o'clock at night. That makes sense. You give them a chance. You also have, but you don't want to, like, make everybody doing the business of the county or the city wait until after the 3 hours worth of rambling 3 or 4 minute speeches have happened. It's maddening sometimes. I try to listen to the public forum, and there's a lot of times it's interesting, but it's one of these, like, watch it on fast forward kind of deals because a lot of times it's so repetitive. It's not an effective use of time. And so this notion of just let the public speak to their heart's content without any time limits or whatever, I just think that's a dumb way to run a meeting. So I favor limits. I favor restrictions. Give people their say, but I actually agree. Kevin Adams is the one who says, you know, look, let them speak their piece. I'll stay here as long as we need to, kind of like the James Calkins approach of, I don't care, Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything else in my whole entire life to do but to sit here and listen to the people who come up and talk for as long as they want. The other issue that you have in figuring this out is the challenge of people who want to talk on the agenda item in the meeting and people who just want to talk about anything else that's not on the agenda. The way I think Santa Rosa probably does this the best, because what they say is you can do either in the public forum portion, but if you talk about an agenda item in public forum, you don't get to talk about it again when the agenda comes up. That allows the input on that item to be heard without having to wait until that portion of the meeting so you can go about your life. But it also allows you both to speak on the agenda and also to speak, I mean, in terms of getting both pieces of content out. So I kind of like that approach. One thing that the consultant that they had in there was, you know, talking about how you manage this. And I think what they came away from this meeting deciding, even though Kevin Adams is going to oppose it, what they came away with is trying to have a half hour at the beginning and then basically divide that by the number of people who show up and then probably let people talk at the end as well and then do the business in between. They're not trying to eliminate public conversation. They're just trying to avoid the rambling, redundancy, time wasting, and trying to get the business done in the most effective way with the people who are employed by the school district being there at the right kinds of time. And so I kind of support the direction that they seem to be going. And, of course, this is going to involve public comment, and we'll have more to say. But that's where it seems to be going, and I kind of favor the decisions they seem to be making. 6:16 here on News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic for you.
Right, watching an accident. It's Highway 90 and 87 in Milton, and I'm not showing a roadblock or anything. A little slow in that area, but that's about it. Certainly use caution there. Caution wherever you are. Taking another look into Pensacola, Michigan, and Triton Circle. Vehicle crash with injuries, but no roadblock. If you see an accident or a slowdown, please text it in, 437-1620. Don't forget, heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, when I say BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, you think of nice, good quality cars. They cost a little bit more. They don't have to cost more to maintain. You don't have to take them to the dealership. You can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these cars all the time. They work on diesel engines all the time. That's not a specialty item to them. It is a little bit of a specialty, but that's, you know, to them, it's no problem. You don't have to go to the dealership for that truck that's acting up or any other vehicle. You know, your domestic, your runaround, whatever the case may be, they work on them. The website is carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car, and the idea is they'd like to see you for the routine preventative scheduled maintenance so that you don't have to have the big problem. See the problem before it's a big problem. Fix it when it's cheap, not when it's expensive. You know, kind of things that make sense, right? Just like you do with your body and a doctor. At least you're supposed to do it that way. Carfax rated them a top-rated service center in 2021 at 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Football season is fast approaching, and football fans are some of the most loyal fans you can find. We have all the games that the football fanatics will be hearing this season. Put your business in front of all of these consumers. Support the teams and fans like the Florida State Seminoles, UWF Argo football team, the Friday night tradition of high school football, as well as the top NCAA and NFL football games all season long. Jump into the season and make your business score with our very affordable packages. Call us today at 850-262-6000.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Thank you, brother. The first remembrance this week is for Jason Aldean, the country superstar who decided to make a song that endorses punishing hooligans and vandals with rough justice, frontier mob style.
We'll try that in a small town, see how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own.
The video for Try That in a Small Town was even filmed in front of the Maury County Courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee, the site of a 1946 race riot and the 1927 lynching of an 18-year-old black man named Henry Choate. Now look, obviously Aldean doesn't say he hates black people or explicitly endorse lynching in this song, and yes, that location has been used for lots of other movie and video backdrops. But that's the tricky thing about racist dog whistles. You have to really listen carefully because the clever ones know how to make it sound like they're not even whistling about race at all. In fact, the more unracist it sounds, the more it proves how skilled they are at hiding it while they sing about guns and government conspiracies.
Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that.
But look, that's why it's so important to ignore the denials of the actual artist who made the song and instead trust the opinions of our level 4 certified microaggressionistas, who are so gifted at explaining how things that don't sound racist really are. And trust me, if you look hard enough at any song by white conservatives, oh, you'll find the racism, even if it isn't really there. That's the hard part about racism today. It's so invisible that it takes at least 2 postgraduate degrees and a subscription to Mother Jones to find it. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we want to celebrate the ongoing work of inclusion being done by Walt Disney Studios in properly realigning unacceptable old stories to 2023.07.21 standards, such as in the live-action remake of Snow White, coming out next year. Even though the title Snow White will rather unfortunately be retained, the lead character is, thankfully, a Hispanic actress, Rachel Zegler. And you'll notice the 7, and I apologize for using this awful term, dwarfs, are not mentioned in the title. They will now be the 7 magical creatures, featuring a multiracial and gender-diverse group, including one person of minimal stature. Although the early information about plot and content isn't available yet, we do have some suggestions for the fine woke-alites at Disney. First, do not allow a deer to be killed for the heart substitution. Deer are people too. Instead, perhaps the huntsman can use a 3D printer and some impossible burger meat to fabricate a heart. Just please stop culture-norming deericide, okay? Now, obviously, when Snow enters the House of Magical Creatures, she is totally within her equity rights to take whatever food and wine and sleep in their bed that she needs. The concepts of breaking and entering and burglary are just tools of the patriarchy, and we hope they make this clear. Third, a solid message about how the wicked queen was clearly over-consuming Instagram and had internalized beauty dysmorphia would be a nice touch. Fourth, we recommend some new names for the magical creatures. Doc is obviously fine to keep as long as she's a female, perhaps even transgender. Grumpy could become economically marginalized person. Sneezy could be boy with several allergies. Bashful? Bashful should definitely be the respectful one who always asks for permission. Sleepy could be girl with an alternate awake schedule or just sleep apnea person. Of course, happy should be called privileged. It's important to have one white male in the group. And dopey will be dear friend with special needs. Now, fifth and finally, the prince obviously cannot kiss Snow White out of her slumber without her consent. Even holding her hand would be an assault. So we recommend that perhaps he simply be the delivery driver with a magic potion that Doc, the she doctor or the they doctor, can administer, and then Snow can decide for herself whether she wants to consider romance with this potential suitor. Simple. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, it's come to our attention that a group of climate enthusiasts has been saving the planet one golf course at a time. Members of Extinction Rebellion Spain have been protesting their country's drought by sneaking onto courses in places like Madrid, Valencia, and Ibiza in order to fill the holes with cement and plant multiple seedlings on the greens, making it virtually impossible to use them. Sporting messages such as "golf closed for climate justice" and "water is a common good," these eco-educators are pointing out the hypocrisy of using 22,000 gallons of water a day for each hole on the golf course when less than 1% of the population even plays this ridiculous sport of white supremacists. Their poignant attack on the leisure elitists reminds us just how twisted our world has become when enough water to quench the world is squandered daily on an overpriced game played by bored billionaires and trust fund recipients. Just let them try to work their corporation-y deals and practice their toxic masculinity when they can't sink a putt or even get a good divot from the brown, dried grass of athletic justice. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
This week's refreshments will be lemonade made with an okra and broccoli flour infusion, conflict-free wheat crackers with reduced fat pimento loaf made with free-range olives, and of course, simulated meat from the compost pile mushrooms at the Johansson Co-op. Please keep Leighton and Jasmine in your prayers. They found out today that the carbon offsets they thought they purchased last year were in fact fraudulent, and because they were bought with cryptocurrency, they're now wrestling with the guilt of having used so much mining energy in the purchase of the fake carbon credits. They were too ashamed to even come to the service this morning, but they have pledged to go without using light bulbs for a month as penance. So if you visit, go during the daytime or bring a candle.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
627 News Radio 92.3 Candy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm sorry. My throat hurts from stifling the laugh. And it's so funny because if that was a church, I would go. And the
best
brown,
church
dried,
ever.
Brown dried grass of athletic justice is what killed me. Oh my God. They all killed me. Okay.
How do the roads look?
They're fine. And we're not, I'm sorry. My throat. Okay, 90 and 87 showing, and you can hear it, can't you? Both directions of travel on 90 and 87 southbound, I guess, now is shut down. So use caution there, caution wherever you are. I guess avoid that area if you can. The Michigan and Triton Circle showing a vehicle crash with injuries. I'll be fine in a second. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This film made with Deericide free.
Oh, my God, dude. Best one you've ever done. I hate you, though. I hate
David
you.
Wayne's in the newsroom with our sleep apnea sufferer.
I love Fridays.
Creature.
I love Fridays. Made with broccoli flour. All right, here we go.
Broccoli flour infusion.
Ah, true. The Biden administration has gotten voluntary commitments from top AI companies to implement responsible development of the technology. The White House announced that 7 top AI companies have now committed to managing the risks posed by artificial intelligence.
Sorry, we kind of ran out of time there for your report, but you have more coming up, such as?
I do. ECUA is proposing rate increases. More after Fox.
How did we... Something weird happened there. I don't know what it was.
1 minute stations, 1 minute to your next Fox News 30:30.
So here's where I freestyle rap.
Oh, we still have a minute. Somehow our
That's
clock's
weird.
Got, yeah, what did happen there?
I have
that was
no
odd.
Idea.
Okay, David, you can finish your newscast if you if
well,
you
hey,
like.
I still have some more quick headlines we
yeah,
can get
do.
To. Yeah, hey, there's a tornado in North Carolina recently that may contribute to a drug shortage in the U.S. An EF3 tornado hit the town of Rocky Mount Wednesday. It caused a bunch of damage to a Pfizer facility, and apparently that facility makes 25% of the company's sterile injectable drugs that are used in hospitals across the country. Pfizer says they're still assessing the damage. And the nation's second largest teachers union says that it's fed up with social media and its impact on students. The American Federation of Teachers said yesterday that they're losing patience with social media apps, says it's contributing to mental health problems and misbehavior in classrooms nationwide.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Now made public, an FBI form detailing claims made by an informant accusing the Biden family of taking bribes from a Ukrainian energy company.
The redacted document also alleges the executive claimed that Hunter Biden was, quote, stupid. My dog was smarter. Burisma hired Hunter to protect us through his dad from all kinds of problems.
Fox's Brooks Singman, Senate Republican Chuck Grassley released that form. Top House Oversight Committee Democrat Jamie Raskin says these are allegations shown to have been not true during President Trump's impeachment in 2019. Team USA plays its first game of the Women's World Cup soccer tournament tonight against Vietnam. Former team star Carly Lloyd tells the Fox News Rundown podcast.
You can never go into something overly confident because you will soon be humbled, especially at a World Cup.
U.S. is the favorite, though, to win its third World Cup in a row. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. It's 80 degrees right now. Looks like clear skies here in Pensacola this morning. A Pace man charged with selling a Perdido Key property he didn't own was found guilty of fraud yesterday. 42-year-old Mark Puno was convicted in an Escambia County court. Prosecutors say Puno had approached a man about a business deal, agreed to sell him a property on Interrarity Point Road for $540,000, then agreed to build the man several condominiums on that property. After the victim had paid about $200,000 in payments, that's when he realized the property wasn't actually owned by Puno. He was arrested back in November of 2020. After being convicted, Puno was taken to the Escambia County Jail, where he will await his sentencing. ECUA proposing rate increases across the board for all of their services, as well as additional fees for folks that want to recycle. The utility proposing a 3.5% rate increase for garbage collection. That would bring the standard rate for a 90-gallon can up to $28.46. Those proposed rates would include a $3 a month fee to recycle and reduce the cost for an extra garbage can from $4.60 to $2. They also proposed a 4% increase for water and a 6% increase for wastewater. The ECUA board will be considering the rate increases at their meeting this coming Tuesday. Well, in the end, it took the jury just a little bit less than an hour to reach a verdict yesterday.
Count one, as to Ladarius Clardy, guilty of first-degree premeditated murder as charged. Count two, as to Eric Young, guilty of attempted first-degree premeditated murder as charged.
And 23-year-old DeKavion Snowden was found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder in the 2021 shooting death of Ladarius Clardy. Prosecutors say Snowden was the driver of a car that followed Clardy and his friend Eric Young after the two men had left a dice game. Prosecutors say Snowden's brother Amos and another man then began firing dozens of rounds into the vehicle, more than 50 of them, thinking Clardy was somebody else that had a hit put out on them. Snowden's mandatory sentence will be life in prison. His brother Amos is scheduled to appear in court in December. Well, the city of Pensacola cutting the ribbon today for the new pool house over at the Cecil T. Hunter Pool at 200 East Blunt Street.
Of course, that is right on the line with District 5 and District 6 and has been a part of the downtown community and those neighborhoods for years and years. So excited to get that place enhanced.
And that's Mayor D.C. Reeves from his press conference earlier this week. The new pool house over there going to feature upgraded restroom and shower facilities, as well as office and janitorial space for the pool staff. The pool named after the late Pensacola City Councilman and also civil rights advocate Cecil T. Hunter. And that ribbon cutting again happening at 11:30 this morning. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out on the roads?
Watching Highway 90 and 87, now it looks like it's blocked in both directions on 90. This is in Milton, of course, and 87 southbound after an accident this morning. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hot weather continues today, and another heat advisory has been posted for the area, officially in effect from 11 to 7. Lots of sunshine and not much of a chance for rain today, but things change over the weekend. we've got a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to pop up. Saturday's rain chance, 50%, and on Sunday it bumps up to 80%. The weather will still be warm and humid, though, all weekend long. I hope you enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
And it is 80 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Again, another heat advisory in effect today. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Your paycheck should clear faster than ever now that the Fed has launched its FedNow Instant Payment Service. Whether it's providing instant access to paychecks, allowing for last-minute bill payments, or sending government payments out to individuals, the system is expected to improve the flow of money through the economy. So far, 35 early adopters, including JPMorgan Chase and Wells Fargo, have signed up. CSX is testing an alternative fuel in 10 locomotives. CSX says the test of the 20% soybean oil-based fuel is yielding impressive results. The B20 fuel can reduce greenhouse gas emissions by nearly 20%. Nissan is the latest automaker to adopt Tesla's charging standards for its electric vehicles sold in North America starting in 2025, becoming the first Japanese automaker to embrace the quick charging technology. Nissan's decision could sway other Japanese automakers to follow suit. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hey, Escambia. Today, we're talking trash, specifically bulk waste.
Starting July 1st, 2023, bulk waste service will be called for pickup. You can schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included and no additional charge.
You may schedule a free bulk waste pickup or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee by calling customer service at 850-476-0480. Check out ecua.fl.gov for more information.
Know what to throw, 850.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
I am very concerned that we could be heading down a path of bigger government, more regulation, and the cost of housing going up through the roof. And so I'm gonna listen to all y'all's proposal, but I think we need anything new that comes up here that hasn't been, I believe every commissioner has a right to bring up new things, but we also need to give adequate time for the public to digest all the new items that potentially come up here. And we need to know what it's going to cost the business community, because that then in turn affects folks, young people that just get out of school and want to buy a house, and the amount of money they're going to have to spend, because every new regulation is going to have a cost to it. And that's just going to make our housing market go up more. And also, it could potentially make us uncompetitive with other counties.
This is Santa Rosa County. Yeah, this is actually the Land Development Code meeting. And James Caulkins, Commissioner Caulkins, talking about wanting, and he's said this before, this was not a new proposal, but it was a, you know, reformulation of something that he continues to ask, which is, you know, if we're going to add a regulation, put a price tag on it for the business community so we can know whether it's worth the cost, basically, because that cost, he says, you know, if you heard him, is going to get passed on to the end consumer. And there is some truth to that. Okay, there is some truth to that. On the other hand, and by the way, that's kind of what the legislation, I don't think it applies to land development code issues, but in, you know, the legislation that got passed that says you got to do a business impact statement when you pass a new restriction on business, and then, you know, businesses can sue you and put it on hold and all of this stuff, kind of the reworked version of the bills that have failed the last couple of years, the preemption, end all preemptions kind of bill, that went into place. I don't think it applies to land development issues. So, you know, he's saying we should also do that same kind of thing when it comes to land development. It sounds like a good idea at first, but then, you know, Colton Wright says,
in terms of economic cost analysis, do you have a suggestion on who and how that should be completed?
I think staff needs to get together with the building industry and all stakeholders and find out the price of each regulation. This is something that we have brought up, that I brought up in the beginning, and I think we need a number on each item that we change, just so for transparency purposes. So if we vote for a change, that there's a, that we know how much it's going to cost for.
Just let staff do it. I mean, they're playing solitaire all day anyway. You know, no problem. They're not overworked and underpaid. Just let staff do it. It's no big deal. It's pretty easy to figure out, right? okay.
Well, I think that it'd be very burdensome to try to task staff with creating a cost
burdensome
analysis on every change.
Burdensome? No, super easy. I would do it myself, but you know, no reason why I can't do it myself, but I'm not doing it myself. Staff can do it easy, not burdensome.
I don't know how we could accomplish that in any reasonable period of time to put that on staff's shoulders.
That is their job, sir. And reasonable time, you're talking about regulating an entire industry and businesses, and I think we have a right to know how much it's going to cost folks.
That is their job, sir. I just know all of the hearts of all of the employees and the Santa Rosa County administration and the, you know, the land use folks and the you know, just they're all just like warmed with the glow of the understanding of their jobs. And the sympathy for the work that they do and the appreciation of their devotion. Just the, no, it's not burdensome. They can just do it. This is their job, sir. Come on.
So you don't have a particular, you haven't thought about having an outside firm or anyone like that?
I'm okay with suggestions on that, but we need to get an idea of costs on each regulation that comes before us. So an effort for transparency.
Well,
that's
just
all I'm saying.
You brought up the suggestion, so it was just simply, it sounded like you had a well thought out idea on how to accomplish it, and that's all I was asking.
Oh my God, this is like, you'd have to kind of know Colton a little bit to know that this is shredding. Okay, do you hear what he's saying? It's like, well, I just thought that maybe if you were proposing a brand new difficult level of analysis that would take a lot of time and perhaps cost a lot of money, that I don't know, I just kind of assume maybe you would have a plan for implementing that. I mean, it doesn't sound like you have a plan for implementing that, but I thought maybe you would have one if I asked, because I'm just kind of curious, you know, what is your plan? Have you thought about maybe hiring an outside firm to maybe pay them to figure out how this is going to impact the businesses and figure out the costs? And what are you willing to pay for that firm? You know, I thought maybe, since you were bringing this proposal forward so adamantly, that you would have thought it through a little bit more than just loudly saying that you want to have it happen.
I just want to throw this out there.
This is Gary Smith.
I've got nothing against a cost analysis. Just let's give me a roadmap, because I'd like to take care of this, because I don't want to keep hearing this cost analysis without a definition of what cost analysis is.
Yes, sir. That was exactly my point.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
It's very simple. We do studies on everything. And when it comes to new regulations that we're going to impose on folks, we absolutely need to find out how much it's going to cost.
And how much will you spend to find out how much it's going to cost?
If we're going to be going out for a professional cost analysis, we need to know who we're going to hire and how much is the cost analysis going to cost us.
That's
basically where I'm just asking the question.
Yeah.
Are you saying we need to get a professional cost analysis?
Yes.
Somebody texted me and says, it seems like maybe they need to do a cost analysis of the demand to have cost analysis done. That's exactly right. We'll come back to this in a second, but Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Irish Spring. Bad accident in Milton at 90 and 87 right there at the top. It's blocked both lanes of 90 and then southbound 87 as well. We also got another text that said the police said it could be 3 to 4 hours before that's cleared up. Fill your shower with a fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring. Those sensational Irish Spring suds. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. You can pick up Irish Spring today. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You want to pick up the phone and know that you're getting good products, good service, good installation, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. And right now, they've got a deal for $1,000 off a Briggs & Stratton whole home generator. And, of course, we're right into the midst of hurricane season. Free sewer camera inspections, $250 off repairs if you wind up needing the work done. They're hiring in Baldwin County for HVAC techs and plumbers, and they're servicing Baldwin County now. Of course, they've got, you know, service in Destin, Fort Walton, Panama City, a big location here in Pensacola and Ellison Field. So if you need AC work, you need heating work, you need electrical work, plumbing, all of that, call Peden, PEADEN.com. So back to the conversation about the, requiring a cost analysis for all of the new rules in the Land Development Code that Santa Rosa County Commission is working on. James Calkins is continually demanding this. Can I just tell you, Candy, I fear that maybe we have cultivated an environment that rewards people for snarkiness.
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
I don't know how this happened. Mm-hmm. But somebody texts in, I may have missed it, but did Commissioner Calkins provide a cost and time estimate for studying every land development code or building code change? Does the net benefit of his suggestion actually outweigh the cost of implementing the analysis of the cost benefit? By his logic, we definitely need to do a study to study the viability of his proposed study about studies. Just, yes, correct all. But okay, back to the actual conversation as they were having it. There was, you know, what Colton Wright says is, look, business people will figure this out and they'll let us know. They can participate in the conversation.
I think we all up here are wise enough to know that the business community, development community, has already done some cost analysis on this already. I certainly have had conversations with those that have brought up and say, hey, this is going to cost us X amount and this may cost that, and we don't know what the cost of that is. Smart business people think those things through.
They do. That's right. And now part of the conversation here had been because Ray Eddington, there's a rural protection line in Santa Rosa County, sort of above which they don't really permit a lot of development. And he had proposed moving it farther south, I think, to protect farmland was what I think he had proposed. And it sounds like an easy enough thing to do, but that imposes a tremendous amount of cost. And Sam Parker brought that up.
Does it cost money for the elected officials who sit in the air conditioner and take a vote to say move the rural protection down from Ward North to Berry Hill? It might not cost us any money, but it darn sure takes money away from property owners.
That's right.
When they don't have the right to develop their land. It darn sure takes money out of the pockets of home buyers or commercial developers when they have to pay more for land down here because now there's less supply. The thing is, or like trees, I mean, I can tell you, I own commercial property. Commissioner Wright owns commercial property. Commercial property is the most expensive property other than industrial property in the county. And when you restrict my access on the property, it does cost me more because then I either have less square footage in the showroom, so I get less revenue from my retail business, or I have to be more inventive and creative of how to build the business, which i.e. costs money.
And those are all fair. I agree with Sam. The part of the challenge of legislation, of course, is to balance competing interests. I mean, that's what government exists to do to begin with, right? If everybody got along and didn't have friction, you wouldn't need government. Government exists because there's friction and disagreement about how to run a community and how to use your property and, you know, where to drive your car and where to let your dog go to the... I mean, you know, all of that stuff, that's what causes friction, and therefore you have government. So, you know, where are you going to have the rural protection line? What are you going to do with regards to protecting trees? What cost are you going to impose on a developer when you change those rules? That's correct. Those are all things that should be considered. The issue is not should they be considered. The issue is, you know, should we be imposing upon staff a brand new, highly burdensome requirement when they bring forward proposals or when they even look at the proposals that we're tasking them with? You know, or should we be contracting out for services to spend the taxpayer money in order to figure this stuff out that maybe the business community can come to us with their impression of it?
I don't think a cost analysis is required for a lot of these things. Personally, me, this is the way, I mean, you asked me, you notice I wasn't jumping in on this conversation. This would be like throwing darts at the side of a barn.
So even though Sam recognizes, and rightly so, I think they all do, that there can be costs imposed when regulations change, that doesn't mean that this is the right answer to that problem. 651 on News Radio 92.3. Really interesting. And, you know, I know the city of Pensacola, you know, we talked with Mayor Reeves about this week, that the city of Pensacola is kind of just preliminary beginning the process of doing an LDC review. And they're really right now just going through to see if there's any internal contradictions in what exists now, and also if it is currently in compliance with basically state law. And then later on, you know, find out what we have, fix or tweak that as need be, and then figure out what parts of it need to be changed since it hasn't been updated in a long time. And, you know, that's a good approach. But that is going to be – it is always a big conversation, because this is all the stuff that you don't realize is the stuff that adults fight about, but it really is, like billboard sign size and setbacks and buffers between your development and the waterways. Like, all of that stuff is what – and that is – real adult civilized society friction points that government kind of has to figure something out with regards to it. 652 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Get ready to get down with legendary disco and dance group Casey and the Sunshine Band. Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater. Celebrating 50 years of making booties shake. Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Sanger Theater.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
I end up working in a gas station.
I can't drive 55.
National average. average for a gallon of gas, $3.58. Florida average, $3.47. In Mississippi, it's $3.04. And in California, it's $4.88. We've been hovering in this range for quite a while now. $3.16 is a little higher east of the Walmart in Navarre than it had been 4 cents higher. $3.12 west at the other Walmart. $3.09 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, north of Liberty and Tiger Point. $3.29 in proper. $3.29 at Milton at the Raceway. $3.29 in P Ridge at the Murphy across from the Walmart, $3.29 at a couple of stations going through Pace, so prices have gone up. $3.11 on 9 Mile at the Walmart, $3.29. Ooh, buy it at the Walmart on 9 Mile before you get to the Walmart, the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. I would say maybe prices are doing a jump today. Goodness, yeah. Coming in from the southwest side, you can still get it at the Pure Station on Jackson for $2.98. That's kind of your best in the southwest sector. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen. PeteMooreImports.com. Candy has traffic on the fives.
Bad accident in Milton. This is on Highway 90 and Highway 87 southbound. In Highway 90, both directions of travel and 87 southbound are shut down right now. And it doesn't look very busy around that, but I think that's just because there's hardly any cars maybe in that area right now, which wouldn't make sense. But use caution there. They're saying, we got a text saying it could be 3 to 4 hours before that is released. So maybe find another, an alternate route, certainly. And if you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Chinese hackers have reportedly breached email accounts of top U.S. diplomats, including Ambassador to China, Nicholas Burns.
The officials say that this was part of what they call a targeted intelligence gathering campaign by Beijing. We are told the cyber attack was limited to unclassified emails here, but both of these diplomats were intimately involved in Secretary of State Antony Blinken's high-stakes visit to China that happened last month.
NBC's Peter Alexander there. The Wall Street Journal reporting the hackers also broke into email accounts of Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and Daniel Kreitenbrink, the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia. Democrats in the Senate Judiciary Committee advancing a Supreme Court ethics bill. It would set up a code of conduct for Supreme Court justices and tighten financial disclosures and strengthen recusal requirements. And Shakira reportedly being investigated for tax fraud.
Those hips don't lie.
The hip-hop star. Okay, you got me.
Sorry.
The pop star goes to trial in Spain later this year over accusations that she failed to pay $15 million in taxes from 2012 to 2014. And now apparently she's the subject of another Spanish probe over alleged wealth and income tax fraud in 2018.
Look, if I learned anything from her, it's what I just told you. So, you know, I side with Shakira every time.
Because you have to, yeah.
You have to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Understand
657 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, if you've not been to Pensacola Hardware, I recommend you go just as, like, a fun day. Just do it as a, if I've never been to Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the state of Florida, do it as, like, a sightseeing trip. Just do it as a, you know, hey, if you're going to be downtown, go stop by 20 East Gregory Street and go and poke your head in, say hi to the folks, say you appreciate them supporting the show, and then just look around. Because what you'll find is obviously all the hardware. I mean, you'll be amazed at the stuff that you find in the hardware, but also the housewares, the front, like, of the store has, you know, cook pots and, you know, barbecues and grills and Yeti, all kinds of Yeti, all the Yeti you can find. I mean, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, just look around, because what you'll discover is like, oh, I didn't know this was here. I mean, I've been telling you for a long time, but you trust me. And obviously, if you need any supplies or you need advice on how to do a thing, you can get that too. But just stop by. Just see it. Don't be the person when it comes up. You've never been to Pensacola Hardware. Just don't be that person, okay? Since 1851, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola.
We don't have a commercial here. I know you want one.
Isn't it Future News?
Oh. No, because we're out of time.
Oh, all right. Okay. Fair enough. Let's do it anyway.
I'm an idiot.
Will there be drama around the next city manager candidate when
yes.
the city...
For Milton, yes.
I can't
you
say
know
no.
You know there will be. It's
of course
awesome,
it has
dude.
To be, right. Yeah, of
Bring
course.
Bring it on.
Will Pensacola be found in contempt of court for taking down the Confederate monument in this or subsequent lawsuits?
No.
I want to say no, but I think the answer is going to be yes.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.